This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, free speech is under attack, and that's why we are launching a 34-hour live broadcast tomorrow in defense of free speech, in defense of America's sovereignty. But you have Democrats in California right now pushing legislation to try to censor free speech. Here's John Bowne with that report.
California Senator Richard Pan may be batshit crazy. After basically copying and pasting a proposed taxpayer-funded, lobbyist-controlled Politburo reminiscent of the Chi-Com social credit system into the California Senate. As Business Insider reported, the Chinese state is setting up a vast ranking system that will monitor the behavior of its enormous population and rank them all based on their social credit. At the moment, the system is piecemeal. Some are run by city councils. Others are scored by private tech platforms which hold personal data. Sounds vaguely familiar, doesn't it? Like private credit scores, a person's social score can move up and down depending on their behavior. The exact methodology is a secret, but examples of infractions include bad driving, smoking in non-smoking zones, buying too many video games, and posting fake news online. Senator Pan's bill would require the plan to include, among other things, a plan to mitigate the spread of false information through news stories, the utilization of fact checkers to verify news stories, providing outreach to social media users, and placing a warning on a news story containing false information. Who is California State Senator Richard Pan? As legendary investigative journalist John Rappaport explained,
well, he has a track record of certainly representing pharmaceutical interests, and now he's gone a step further, a big step, in introducing this new bill in California, Senate Bill 1424, which is all about the internet and what you have to do if you have any sort of internet-based operation in California, which he defines as social media. But when you read through the bill, you begin to see that he's talking about any sort of communication, really, over the internet, whether it's a website or a blog, or it's a even an email, I mean, which is completely preposterous.
Completely.
I see him, in a way, as the leader of test runs, because this is frequently how programs, totalitarian programs, are enacted.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try this bill, and let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how much public protest there is. Let's see how many senators want to vote for it, and the ones who don't, what would they vote for? All of the usual kinds of analysis that would accompany introducing a bill like this. Even not particularly expecting it to pass the first time around.
Right.
Just to get a grip on the reaction to it. Okay, mm-hmm. Now we have a report on what happened to Senator Pan's bill. Let's really dig into this and let's see how we can strengthen this position the second time around, when we introduce a new piece of legislation that is somewhat different in wording, contains some of the same abuses, you know, and let's see how far we can make that one fly.
This representative democracy is a total crapshoot when it comes to who is minding the store. A store that is being looted and set on fire. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.com.
And this is why they are trying to censor free speech so much, folks. Because think about it. You've got an FBI that ignores Nicholas Cruz, an FBI that ignores Hillary Clinton, two threats to safety. But Stormy Daniels and Trump send the entire FBI in.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So here's the deal. You've got social media censoring people because when you have an event or a false flag event like what happened in Syria, they have to make sure the voices that are going to be there to push back against it and to push back against the false narrative no longer exist. And that's the key. And when they censor people for political speech, which they're doing, that's to try to engage in social engineering. When they censor people like a German historian in Germany for saying there is no history of Islam in Germany, that's not the history of Germany, and then Facebook censors them, and then you have Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook, on the Hill saying, we don't censor, no, just hate speech, the total fake news. The entire campaign of censorship is so that they can run false flags and get away with it, lie about events, and send us into war. And so that's what's going on in Syria right now, where they admit, Nikki Haley says, next time there's an attack in Syria, we're going to blame Assad. And then they do that without any evidence. And then they say, we're going to send missiles and we're going to hit Syria. And Russia says, well, no, you're not. We're going to strike those down. So then they're putting Trump into a corner. Either he colludes with Russia and he's the bad guy, or he goes to World War III with Russia and he's the bad guy. But at least he's not colluding with Russia. And that's where we're at. My guest is Andrei Afanasyev, journalist, TV host, the head of the political department at Russia's first independent pro-Christian conservative political TV channel, Sargrad. You can see that at sargrad.tv. Previously worked for RT and others. And he joins me now to discuss all of this. What is the take right now in Russia? Do they feel like Trump is being totally bamboozled? Do they feel like Trump is the bad guy? Do they feel like Trump is trying to work some brinkmanship over here with the fake charges of collusion? Are people in Russia as worried about World War III as they are in America? Andrei Afanasyev, tell me, what are Russians thinking?
Hello, Owen. Thank you for having me on InfoWars. First of all, definitely, in general, the society is worried about the situation in the Middle East, the situation in Russian and U.S. relations. And mainstream media mainly go with this, hysteria narrative, like anywhere else in the world, like what's happening in many mainstream U.S. media, but the thing is that a lot of people now understand here in Russia that in general the political situation in U.S. is very difficult in terms that there is no clear center of decision-making in a political establishment of the United States, and that President Trump and his team, they do not actually control the situation as, for example, Vladimir Putin controls the situation here in Russia, especially in foreign affairs and military and defense issues. A lot of people understand that now because we see that frequently after Donald Trump says something neutral or sane or rational about Russia, about Syria, about foreign relations, about key strategic issues. After that, usually we see happening some kind of a deep state provocation, I would call it that way, in U.S. For example, at first, we had elections in March 18th, and Donald Trump wasn't calling for a while. And everyone understood that he was probably under pressure, and someone was trying to make him not to call and congratulate Vladimir Putin on fair victory, on these fair and transparent elections, so that the conflict between our countries deepened. But he called with a delay, but still he called. And a lot of people, a lot of experts and analytics here in Russia said that probably it was the result of a certain fight inside American elites, inside White House, and inside Trump's team. After that, we see the Skripal case and the expulsion of 60 Russian diplomats out of U.S. with no evidence, with no proof, with no court ruling, with just several PowerPoint images made by British government and sent to American government. That was enough for U.S. government to send out 60 people, 60 Russian diplomats, and call them special service officers. Then Trump says that there is no use in staying in Syria now when when ISIS is defeated and almost lost all of its power. And Trump said that the U.S. were planning to withdraw troops from Syria, from this region. And after that, we see the new escalation, the classical scenario of this escalation, with a so-called chemical attack carried out by Assad and his army against the civilians. I mean, this is the most pathetic and hilarious thing you can imagine. It's like, it's 1945, Russian troops are entering Berlin, and Stalin orders to gas people here in Moscow, just for fun. Well, that's the logic. Oh, I don't know. American President Roosevelt orders to gas the people in New York in 1945 when Americans were approaching from the west to Berlin. So that's the point, and it's absolutely rational. It is supported by mainstream media. It is supported by production, high quality production of fake news. When they show, I hope your viewers and you, Owen, also have seen the materials of this production of fake news. When they take some kids, make them pretend that they are poisoned, and after that they just let them go, and they pay them like $100. And for Syria, it's an enormous sum of money. So this is how it happens. They just record it somewhere on a territory controlled by so-called moderate opposition, friendly to U.S. And after that, they send it via social media or somehow to mainstream Western media that start the real hysteria, saying that Assad is an animal, gassing it, his own people, civilians, and he needs to be punished. And then Trump is made to send battleships to Syrian seashore, and, well, you know all the rest. So now we're in a situation where there are several levels of possible development of the scenario. I will describe them from the easiest to the most difficult for both of our countries and societies.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't you just put a bookmark in that, because we're going to break here in 90 seconds to go to commercial. So let's get into those on the other side. Let's take a note on that. But and just so the audience understands, the white helmets and whoever else is running these productions over there in Syria, they've been caught multiple times staging these videos, undercover footage, different footage, unedited footage. So they've been caught doing that. That's not just you making that up. That's you seeing that and reporting on that. And that's why they, and that's just the other side of issues. That's why they have to censor us. That's why they try to demonize us. That's why they tell, oh, no, don't look at InfoWars, because we will play that footage. We'll bring on a Russian voice to tell us how they're thinking. So just real quick, before we get into the possible outcomes or scenarios on the other side, well, I mean, do you think they're trying to not only censor free speech to keep Americans from knowing the truth, but also try to bully Americans into saying Russia bad, Russia bad, so that, you know, we don't have a relationship with Russia?
Of course, and here in Russia we understand that a sustainable amount of American people, of a healthy American, real American society, are not interested in war and are not interested in direct conflict with our country. And, well, I can tell you that we understand this, and we understand that we have more in common with you fellow Americans from Heartland than with many other peoples in the world. And everything is done so that you thought that we are enemies and something terrible.
That's amazing. That's amazing that they can do that. I don't want war with Russia. Russia doesn't want war with the United States, yet we could end up in a scenario where we have to do it anyway. I mean, what the hell is that?
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Because there is a war on for your mind.
There's really so much to cover. You've got multiple false flags to try to make Russia the boogeyman. They say Russia poisoned its own spy in England. That to me is a false flag. They say that Assad gassed his own people. Again, another false flag just to pit the West and its allies against Russia and Syria. And then start World War III. And it's just incredible that all of this is going on while you have an unhinged, lawless investigation of Trump going on, supposedly for Russian collusion, while he's supposedly starting World War III with Russia. And then they raid his attorney's offices and homes for a allegation of a relationship with a porn star. And apparently now they're even saying, for information on the Access Hollywood tape. So they're that desperate to find Russian collusion from Trump that they're literally searching under every rock from here to Pluto. Can't find anything. Then they stage a chemical attack in Syria to goad Trump into World War III with Russia, which seems to be working. I mean, it's all insane. And I sit here and I say, is Trump that dumb or is Trump that smart? Is Trump that dumb that he would fall for the false flag chemical attack in Syria and go to World War III with Russia? Or is he that smart that he would pretend to fall for the false flag in Syria to prove he doesn't have collusion with Russia while having established back channel communications with Putin diplomatically saying, look, I have to do all this to avoid X, Y, and Z, but don't fall for it. I know that you're not the enemy. And so my guest, Andrei Afanasyev, is going to break all the potential scenarios here in the future down from his perspective over in Russia. So what are the potential scenarios we could see now, given the rhetoric coming from Trump and everything coming out of the West in response to the chemical attack, false flag in Syria?
So, Owen, there are several scenarios, and I will describe them from the best, the easiest, to the worst. And first of all, you must understand that the stakes now are really high, and every step made by U.S. government and Donald Trump recently have put these stakes even higher. So the easiest and the least possible, unfortunately, scenario is just Trump just brings the fleet to the shore of Syria. And that's it. He'll just, the media, and he will tweet probably that, look how great I am. The Russians pushed backwards just after they saw us, our destroyers, our aircraft carriers, and that's it. So there would be only aggressive rhetoric towards us. The same would be done here, and that's it.
And that's kind of already happening. There's kind of already a standoff with the Navy and Russian ships in the sea right there outside of Syria. So that's kind of already happening, and it's like, okay, that's it. That would be the best-case scenario is that's it.
Yes, I'm sorry to say that this scenario seems to be okay for everyone now. So it's okay for us. It's okay for real Americans like you and your audience. So it's not that bad. It's terrible, but in current circumstances, it's not that bad.
Yeah, like as long as it doesn't start World War III, like, okay.
Yes. The next is that Trump will have to launch several missiles from these destroyers, like a year ago when he bombed the Shayrat airbase after alleged and not proven chemical attack in Idlib that was staged by mentioned white helmets. After this, the information was distributed through all the mainstream media. And then Trump launched several dozens, I think 64 Tomahawks, and destroyed a military aircraft base that had nothing but several rusty planes of World War II era, and that's it. No one even died. We withdrew our troops from that because Trump warned Russia about this, and we know that Russian troops a year ago were warned that United States were planning to bomb this very base. So technically they just bombed several old buildings and rusty planes that were not flying. That was enough for a while for the globalists to feel that Trump is under their control. Hopefully, the situation, if we look at this realistically, will go that way. So there is some kind of an object of infrastructure, a secondary object of infrastructure that is almost useless, and Trump would use it as a target, bomb it, and that's it. And after that, he will get back and say, well, I'm victorious, I punished Assad, I told Russians that they are not the only power on the Middle East, and, well, that's fair enough. It's not good, it's the violation of international law, it's military intervention into other UN member country, but still, it's not that bad. The next level is destruction of primary infrastructure in Syria, or even bombing the capital, the Damascus, where Assad and his team are. It's a worse thing, and it would definitely harm the whole country. It would definitely show that Trump is deeper in the swamp than we think now. The even worse scenario is Trump not bombing not only Syrian infrastructure, but Iranian infrastructure. It all also would be bad because it would involve another even bigger and stronger country, and no one knows how Iranians would react because they have
I think we can have a pretty reasonable guess at how they would react to that, including Russia. Now, again, and the hope is, given the last breakdown of events in Syria, that Trump does have some back-channel detente with Putin, and they're both aware of this political theater going on to keep the globalists off the real scent, to keep the globalists off balance. But like you said, as soon as they attack infrastructure in Iran or Syria, that is the first step to World War III, and Russia is not going to take that lightly. Thank you so much for joining us today, Andrei Afanasyev from Sargrad.tv. Your input is always appreciated here on the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you.
All right, folks. And again, we're able to do all of this. We got a 34-hour live broadcast coming up tomorrow. The War Room kicks off at 3 o'clock here when the Alex Jones Show ends. We're live 10 hours a day. It's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please support us there. We sell great products. We're not just selling you products you're not going to like. We're selling you products that you are going to like. You're going to come back and get more Brain Force Plus. You're going to come back and get the Secret 12, both of which are on sale. Secret 12, 25% off. Brain Force, 50% off. When we come back, we're going to hear from Alex Jones and some highlights from the press conference yesterday addressing the attack on the First Amendment and the attack on InfoWars. We'll be right back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones is a raging bull, virile, masculine, bull.
So my question is, you know, why did you choose a historically elitist press club that's so close to the mainstream media for this semester?
Well, we did it because we are the real media, and we wanted to come in here and deliver a message to the mainstream media. The fact that they're losing ratings and viewers is because they've committed suicide politically by being so robotic and just following talking points, and that's why the new media is exploding. I guys came to basically deliver them that message that we're awake, that the people understand there's attempted censorship, and that their monopolies of Facebook, your Twitter are going to be busted up.
But so that made me concerned that you weren't the real Alex Jones, that you were yourself a crisis actor.
And that I may be Jordan Klepper?
I don't know.
Or Jordan Flipper?
I don't know. So, sir, are you the real Alex Jones?
Well, you know.
Or are you a crisis actor?
Actually, I'm Bill Hicks.
CNN goes in.
And a crisis actor.
Okay, and I just want to be clear, I'm not calling you a crisis actor.
No,
I think you're the victim of
being
and obviously calling a victim a crisis actor would be a monstrous thing.
I didn't call those guys a crisis actor. You guys said I said that, edited the tape, and then sat there and said what a piece of crap to try to get anger in your target viewers.
So let me get this straight. The person standing in front of me is saying that you have never
said those people were a crisis actor.
You've never implied that the victims of any mass shooting were fakes.
No, you guys have been saying I said that about Parkland.
See, that's
not the truth. You're not going to get a good editor. You have to really edit this together and misrepresent what I've said. But good luck.
Did you say that about Sandy Hook?
No, I said that they said they threw babies out of incubators and that girl was basically a hired actress.
Now you're sounding like the real Alex Jones that I know. This I believe.
But the babies out of the incubators did not happen to launch the Iraq war that killed millions of people. 1990.
So here's my question for you. When you are saying things that might impact, do you feel any sense of when you're saying things that might impact real people's lives, do you feel any sense of responsibility? Actually, that's the end of the question. Do you feel any sense of responsibility?
Well, I don't feel a responsibility for you guys misrepresenting what I've said to then try to ban free speech in this country.
So what does free speech give you the right to do?
Free speech gives me the right to be able to...
Shame people.
No, sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Well, none of that's been found in court.
Right.
Those slap suits funded by George Soros are
so free
to misrepresent
who
we
right
are.
To, free speech gives you the right to...
But here's the deal. You guys sit here and you do edit after edit. You keep stopping and starting to try to get me to say something so you can take it out of context, so you guys can misrepresent stuff to your
I don't
viewers.
Want to take you out of context. I just want to know if you're the Alex Jones.
Yeah. And you're right back to that same thing. I mean, what edit did they tell you to get? I mean what's the script? Because you're certainly basically an actor. You're a guy posing like a journalist. You're a wannabe comedian.
Wait, sorry, who are we describing here?
I'm talking about you.
Oh, sorry, yes.
So are you
basically actor pretending to be a journalist?
Yes, that's right. You're an actor pretending to be a journalist, pretending to be a comedian.
I mean,
you can confuse your audience like you're a news show.
I don't think a person putting on a big performance show and claiming to be a journalist would get much of a following.
Oh, yeah, really. But this is all about being snarky. The whole point is you're fake news, and that's why you're falling apart. So keep misrepresenting. The thinking people in this country know what's going on. Okay.
If you're a journalist, why don't you check out Seth Rich? If you're a journalist,
why don't you check out real stuff?
Look,
I bet you won't put the dead babies in the incubators. Hold on. I bet you won't put on this program, on Klepper's show.
Dead babies in incubators? We're probably not going to hear that.
No. Not the dead babies.
Yeah. Oh.
Our government lied and said that they took babies out and bashed their brains out in 1990 in Kuwait. It did not happen. It was a PR firm.
They took the babies out of incubators. Incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
They had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
That stuff goes on. There are documents that have come out in federal court that Antifa is funded by major foundations to go out and break things. They're really breaking things, but they do it in a scripted way.
If you're the real Alex Jones, why haven't you offered to sell me any supplements?
I know. I'm not like...
I've been talking to you...
No. I'm like Jeff Bezos.
You have not offered
Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos sits there, and he's the biggest supplement seller in the world, but I'm not allowed to sell supplements. That's right. Jeff Bezos can sell them. What's true? Whole Foods can sell supplements, but I can't. That's right. Exactly. Good. Put it in there. Good point.
You sound scripted, sir. Sure, you sound scripted.
No, that response is real. Supplements are a $50 billion industry.
If it's real, how do I know it?
There you go.
If you're not scripted, how do I know the words you're
saying? Sell some Brain Force.
That's right. We got Brain Force Plus. Top nootropic.
My shipment actually didn't come of Brain Force Plus.
Brain Force Plus, yeah.
Yeah, do you mind?
Absolutely.
Is that right? Oh my gosh, thank you. Oh wow, this feels really safe.
Look at a little beard.
That is very respectful.
communication. Thank you so much. Now, here's a question.
You're rushing up another little trendy. That's not disrespectful.
I had a question. So Brainforce Plus. Brainforce Plus.
Oh, my God. They're going to get all these unscripted. Oh, my God. Everybody's going to see the scripting, and then we'll have to cut it together.
How is that different, then? Oh, I had a thing on my head.
What about the environment, man?
Use your brain force.
Use your brain force.
Come on.
I think the real Alex Jones would be a little more respectful.
There you go,
to me today.
Real brain force.
Oh, wow. They taste like Huckster. Oh, that's good.
Brain force.
What the?
Brain force plus.
They're
scared of your funding,
folks. Grift.
Why won't you take it?
It's funny. I was raised not to take pills with strangers on the street.
I'm a stranger, you don't know me?
I don't know if you're going to be
Jeff Bezos can sell them. Jeff Bezos at Whole Foods can sell them. Because this is actually basically sold at Whole Foods.
But this is actually...
For more money.
But here's my question.
Right now I'm selling at $19.95 InfoWarsStore.com. See how much you're fist buying, folks?
Sir.
Brainforce Plus, the quality.
Sir, what responsibility do you feel to check the information you put out in the world before you put out?
Well, like CNN lied about WMDs.
No, I'm not talking about CNN.
We have a better record than CNN. We do it. We work hard.
Your own ethics. So what ethical bar do you need to clear before you put information out?
We question big events when they have the appearance of the media jumping on it with a big PR push.
That's not the question. The question is, what's the ethical bar you need to clear before you put information out?
I mean, the ethical bar is we do research. There's fast-moving news events that unfold. And so just like any other media organization, we look at
it. That's not an answer. What's the bar you have to clear? Walk me through your fact-checking process.
Well, the fact-checking process is...
Specifically, let's use there is a photo you put up of a man who was not the person who shot, you implied was the person.
And hundreds of other sites put up.
Yeah, I get it.
And we didn't publish his name.
How did you fact-check that?
Mainstream media.
What was your process for fact-checking?
We said, this is posted on one of the Facebook pages that's associated with him. We don't know if it's him. And other people did that as well.
Okay.
So that's what my lawyer said, the suit will go nowhere.
You felt comfortable to hold that up to make it look like I'm guilty. You felt comfortable putting that taking that information on Facebook and putting it in the world. So can I pose the traffic in DC?
Oh my God, you're so smart. God, you're so intellectual, all the soy boys. You're like a soy boy god.
Thank you so much. So just give me one more time. What's the definition of the First Amendment?
Listen, we got to go to a meeting. I really appreciate you guys.
Can I come to this 4 o'clock press conference?
We'll see. We don't really have fake news there. But we'll see if you'll take your brain force. You can come if you take your brain force.
So why wasn't I allowed to visit?
Did you RSVP?
I told them we had too many people and that they had we had another event at 4 to 6.
Yes, so we invited you to the next event.
But I did say we were so excited to have them here. Hashtag so excited.
I think you're trying to feed me like a hamster.
Come on, will you?
If you were the real Alex Jones, I would eat that pill.
Okay.
But I'm just not sure you're the real Alex Jones. You're not sure about it.
I'm not sure you're like an animatronic robot from Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm pretty sure I'm not an animatronic robot.
I think you look like the rat from Chuck E. Cheese.
Alex Jones is a raging bull. Virile. Masculine. Bull. 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 Alex Jones. Alex Jones. Alex Jones. Masculine. Bull. Bull. Alex Jones, Alex Jones, masculine, bull.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Millie Weaver. I'm a reporter for InfoWars, and the reason I brought this microphone up here to show you guys is there have been so many times that I've been accosted, spit at, had urine thrown on me by rogue people, especially Antifa groups, radical communist leftist groups, because of the lies and propaganda that the mainstream media spews about InfoWars and Alex Jones. So I get attacked because of these lies, physically attacked. Now, a lot of this this lawsuit that's been put against Alex Jones and InfoWars surrounds Charlottesville. I was there in Charlottesville. I was the InfoWars reporter on the ground reporting to you guys what happened. We all know that the mainstream media afterward decided to spin a biased, one-sided storyline that you had a bunch of rogue KKK extremists come and attack a bunch of peaceful protesters out there. What I can tell you is that because I had the ability to live stream and to broadcast on social media, which those broadcasts went viral, I was able to show what exactly actually happened out there in Charlottesville. The truth spoke for itself. Okay, there was violence on both sides, but I will say the overwhelming majority of the violence was coming from the Antifa leftist anti-protesters, the ones protesting people who were out there trying to stand up for protecting a statue. And yes, there were rogue elements on both sides. But one side came with pepper spray, tear gas canisters, ice chests full of water balloons with chemicals and urine and feces in them to throw. And that was depicted and caught through my ability to live stream, broadcast on Facebook, on YouTube, on these social media sites that they want to remove us from. I got the truth out there with Charlottesville. While at the same time, myself and my cameraman especially were pepper sprayed in the face for being InfoWars. I made it clear to both Antifa and some of the radical elements on the alternative right side that we did not agree with any of their positions. We do not agree with communism. We do not agree with fascism. But what I told them was, I do agree with your right to free speech. Both of you guys have a right to be out here and peacefully protest. That didn't stop us from being pepper sprayed and attacked because of the lies and the propaganda that the mainstream media spreads about us in InfoWars. That's why it's so important that we protect free press, guerrilla journalists. All of us out here today who are in this room should understand and know the importance of our ability to go out there and tell the truth when sometimes the moral integrity of mainstream media is lapsed. Thank you very much. I appreciate the honor to speak here today. Thanks, Alex.
Hi, my name is Suzanne Monk. I'm a host of Trump Talk US. I want to thank you, first of all, for doing this. My question to my viewers is there any lawsuits, class action lawsuits that are being put against the banners, against the people who are censoring us? This is one of our gravest concerns, that we find a way to actually be able to fight back. They're suing us. Is there any way we can sue them?
Well, you know, I think as this lawsuit illustrates, so many states have these anti-SLAPP statutes that allow somebody who's being victimized by an abusive lawsuit to push back and say, you don't get to go to the courts to take action against people just because you disagree with their protected speech. You can force people filing that kind of abusive lawsuit to pay the attorney's fees, to be sanctioned. So, I mean, that's really where the legal ballgame is in fighting these suits one by one and making it clear to people that you don't get to go to court to fight over politics, to fight over beliefs. That's just not what it's for.
Counselor, what confidence do you have in the courts? I raise that question. My name's Cliff Kincaid with America Survival TV, because we just reported on a group of Obama judges in the Fourth Circuit ruling that a war memorial in Bladensburg, Maryland has to be destroyed. It's been sitting for 100 years because it includes a Christian cross. This is what the courts are about now. You know it. I know it. So what confidence do you have in the courts that they're going to rule on the basis of law and the Constitution and not rule against you and Alex Jones because they don't like you?
You know, our federal courts are, it's a wonderful court system. There are some bad eggs here and there. There are judges who sometimes issue questionable rulings. But at the same time, it's a system that works pretty well. There's a lot of variation between the states. But I think over and all, at this point, with our constitutional rights, you generally get a fair shake. Not always, but generally.
Mr. Grossman, Jason Goodman from Crowdsource the Truth. The same individual who spoke to Alex about Martian slave children has brought a lawsuit against Crowdsource the Truth after we introduced evidence that he's engaged in felony charity fraud. Is there any way that I can bring that to the attention of authorities and have him brought up on criminal charges? Not as a punitive step against the lawsuit, but this seems like the lawsuit is an effort on his part to suppress that information and silence me.
I can't really comment on that because I'm not familiar with the facts of the matter. Obviously, if you have an attorney representing you in your lawsuit, you should probably speak with them about that.
Well, and of course, as you stated, that's his goal, the punitive measures of the financial damage something like that would cause. But thank you for your answer.
Thanks, ma'am.
So, a lot is going on. My name is Cherie Saber, Moms for Trump. It appears to me, Mr. Jones and everyone here, there will be a lot of lawsuits going forward. This is a very interesting time that we're living in, as we all know. The question, with all the lawsuits that are going on and that will be going on, My question is countersuits. Is there such a thing? Simply, countersuits. Can people countersuit?
Well, this is exactly what we're talking about with this case and the anti-SLAPP motion that we filed today. When somebody files one of these frivolous, abusive lawsuits merely to punish their political enemies, the way to respond to that in the states that allow it is to file an anti-SLAPP motion to get that case dismissed and to sanction the other side for abusing the court system to punish their political enemies. That's the way I think over a period of time that you change the incentives for this kind of litigation so that people realize that if they bring these kinds of suits, they're going to face consequences for doing it.
And let me just jump in, because that's the one point I should have made when I got up here today, is we have basically filed a suit back against them with this filing to have it thrown out, then citing the SLAPP statute, the lawyer's here, he explained it, if I get it wrong, that is a lawsuit. We are going for the damages of the cost, our time and energy via this fraudulent suit. So I should have just opened this up by saying we're citing the anti-SLAPP statute. This is clearly a textbook case. We're going to fight this. And then when it's defeated, which we believe it will be because it's so classically fraudulent, they will have to pay attorney's fees and some type of damages. So we are countersuing. Is that accurate, Counselor?
That is right. We have filed an anti-SLAPP motion under the Texas anti-SLAPP statute as well as the Virginia anti-SLAPP statute. They both provide this kind of relief, and obviously we're very confident in our legal arguments. I think there's a last question in the back.
I'm Carrie Donovan from Populous Lawyer, and I was being sued by the same group that was suing Roger, just as a citizen. And we do citizen journalism at Populous Lawyer. And so my question is, I'm trying to bring people in and give them a platform to speak and, you know, post their stuff. And now I'm really kind of scared. I'm thinking, what can I do to help protect just the average American?
But see, that's the whole point. Well, now we're learning about all these little folks that are being sued. There's a huge underground campaign. You're an expert on this. Follow us. How big is this iceberg under the water of Soros and leftist bullying?
I mean, we have seen more and more of this in recent years, of people, rather than engaging in public debate, simply going to court to challenge people and bringing defamation claims and emotional distress claims and things like that, then in many cases are unfounded. It is abusive. States are getting wise to that, and they're passing statutes to deal with that. There are some great resources online from the Recorders Committee for the Freedom of the Press and from some others that provide background on those statutes. There are groups that provide pro bono legal defense for individuals who are subject to those kinds of lawsuits and can provide advice on how to deal with them. There really are a lot of resources out there, but it is a huge problem and one that, unfortunately, is only growing.
Mr. Grossman, good morning, and good morning to the InfoWars team. It's great to have you guys in D.C. You know, as a citizen journalist myself, is kind of been encouraged, you know, join the fight, you know, finding InfoWars and looking for the truth. You know, it's great to have you guys here. I'm just curious, you know, what you think about the modern-day legal profession and having, you know, lawyers for hire these days. You know, they're willing to file, you know, just about any type of lawsuit, you know, against, you know, free speech groups like, you know, Alex Jones and people fighting, you know, to get the real news out. What does it say about, you know, when millions of dollars are just brought to the, you know, to these lawyers and to bring these type of lawsuits forward? You know, what does it say about the profession these days?
I mean, everybody has a right to legal representation, both when they're, you know, subject to criminal charges, but also just as a general matter to represent them in whatever disputes they may have, to petition the government and so on. But at the same time, every time a lawyer signs a pleading before a court, that lawyer is certifying that there is a colorable basis for that claim and that it's based upon law and that it's based upon fact.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.